Bonjour et ouh, ça sonne tout croche. Salut, j'espère que ça va bien. Aujourd'hui, on parle de l'impact de vos pensées. Donc, vraiment, je veux parler de l'impact des pensées sur notre subconscient, puis comment ça affecte notre day-to-day. You know what I say. Sujet quand même assez intéressant sur lequel je veux vraiment mettre de l'emphase car. Vous réalisez peut-être pas à quel point ce que vous nourrissez votre esprit ou ce qui est en mémoire dans votre tête a un impact tellement massif sur votre potentiel de la journée. C'est incroyable. So we'll start with something I've just read and I've wanted to share with you because I've read a couple of these types of studies. There is a research done by Francesca Gino at the Harvard University in 2015, and this experiment was to ask people to reminisce sometime where they had lied or hidden something to their counterpart, and after that, they asked people to wash their hands. So the first idea that comes to mind is, oh, they're washing their impurities, right? They're washing the negativity away, right? That's what you're thinking. But in fact, here's what's going on. So in the research, they also ask other people to remember times where they didn't held back and they did tell the truth to people. And on average, the people who told the truth washed their hands not as long as the people who kept something hidden from others, something important. Just let that sink in for a moment. Yeah. That's a thing. There is another research that has been done of the same kind where they monitored people going in and out of an exam. It's a very basic written exam based on a story. And in this story, one of the versions, there was a lot of words that were negative or referred to as cold, ruthless, dark, alone. And the other exam had nothing of the sort. No precognitive words to influence people's ideas, basically. And they noticed that when people left the exam, both the exam, Exhibit A and Exhibit B, Exhibit A being the one that has used of negative words, the people coming back from Exam A walked much slower and had less energy in their step than people that walked away from Exam B. Je ne sais pas si vous réalisez à quel point faut prendre ces choses-là au sérieux. Okay? Ce que je veux dire, c'est tout ce que tu consommes, you are what you eat, là, ça s'applique à ton corps et à ton âme. Ou à ton cerveau, however you want to call it. But t'sais, fais pause, là, réfléchis de par toi-même. Quelles sont les choses dans ta vie où ce que tu as remarqué que après avoir écouté un film d'horreur ou après avoir écouté de la comédie ou avoir écouté genre vraiment de la musique que j'aime ou quelque chose par rapport à XYZ, puis vous avez remarqué qu'il y a eu un changement dans votre comportement, mais vous n'aviez pas pensé pourquoi avant LOL. Until now. It's crazy stuff. So, what does that mean for us as people, as men and or women? I don't know how the female mind works, so I'm just going to talk about the male mind, because I know that and I've studied that. Quand tu nourris tes pensées d'idées malsaines, parce qu'on a toutes des idées malsaines, mais quand tu t'accroches à ces idées-là, ou que tu nourris ton cerveau de... Il y a une autre expression qui est comme... Imagine you eat pickles, sandwich, chips, dessert, and then you go play some sports and you burp. What will people smell first? The cucumbers. I mean, the pickles. So, it's basically saying whatever you do after the baseline has little to no effect on how everything's gonna like progress in the end. Like, what's the first thing that's gonna come out? It's your base core. So your ce que tu fais en premier, ce qui impacte les gestes que tu prends, là, faut que ce soit des gestes qui vont te donner une, pas une réponse positive, mais qui vont te permettre de réaliser tes objectifs, qui vont t'enligner dans la bonne direction. Chaque geste que tu portes, c'est minime, là, mais c'est un peu comme faire une diète intellectuelle. Au lieu de manger, arrêter de manger du gras puis plein d'affaires, fait qu'au lieu d'écouter des nouvelles négatives, de écouter sa mère chialer, sa famille tout le temps se plaindre ou juste dire des choses négatives ou d'écouter, t'sais, de faire des choses qui te tentent vraiment pas, puis qui sont pas constructives, là, on sait le dire. Toutes ces choses-là, tu as une influence là-dessus, genre. L'influence, c'est est-ce que tu vas prendre l'action de vivre ces choses-là et maintenant de t'en nourrir, ton cerveau, ton être, ou tu vas laisser ces choses-là de côté, tu vas te donner un petit coup de pied dans le derrière, tu vas tirer la ceinture intellectuelle, puis tu vas consommer des choses qui vont t'enrichir. Des histoires, de la comédie, de la musique, quelque chose qui est considéré dans ta vie comme positif, comme des bonnes expériences. Que ce soit aller dans un bon resto, goûter à un bon vin, passer du temps entre amis, que ce soit dans les moments où vous n'avez rien à faire, entre la job, entre le lave-vaisselle, puis de passer ton balai, puis tu veux faire un petit quelque chose, tu veux te désemmerder, essaye de faire en sorte que parmi tous tes petits gestes que tu prends là, tu prends des décisions qui ont des impacts positifs sur ton être. Ça va pas faire en sorte que tu vas finir comme une personne heureuse et il y aura plus de problèmes dans la vie, mais ça va définitivement calibrer ton cerveau à te permettre de voir les bonnes choses. C'est un autre exemple qu'on fait avec ça, dans le même, je pense, créneau d'idées, c'est quand on dit ne... T'as-tu remarqué qu'il y a beaucoup d'Audi sur l'autoroute de ce temps-là? And you're gonna start seeing a lot of Audis and you're gonna be like, yeah, I do notice a lot of Audis because you're looking at all the Audis because I told you something about Audis. And now your mind is automatically making assumption and making you act on that thing. So every little thing that you listen, you watch, and or participate in, either by thinking or being with, has a memory experience that will be directed towards your actions. It's an immediate response. Whatever you hear, you act upon, and it becomes a memory. That's something else. That's something else. It's not advanced physics science here, but like, it's still some pretty crazy stuff. So, what do I suggest for these types of things? Qu'est-ce que tu devrais faire? Like I said, music. I personally am a big fan of comedy. T'écoutes un peu de comédie ou tu te dis quelques mots le matin. You get up, look in the mirror. You know, 5 compliments. Can't be the same as the ones yesterday. And you go about it. And you give all those nice compliments to yourself. Like, I really like how your mind works. It's pretty great. And, you know, a bunch of other things. I think you have amazing physique. Your taste is great. Everything that you like about yourself, man. Just the things that you do, that your body allows you to do, and you're happy about it, thank yourself for it. Appreciate it. You cool, dude. So we can all do those things. That also goes and leads into the second subject, that is somewhat intertwined. There's another experiment that you can try with your friends. Si c'est la soirée des experimentations. Quand quelqu'un te parle, la personne est focusée intellectuellement sur faire bouger sa bouche pour te dire la bonne information. Subconsciemment, cette personne est en train d'analyser son environnement et de regarder et de mesurer comment les gens mesurent ce qu'elle dit. Pendant que cette personne-là fait ça, donne-lui quelque chose à tenir. Cette personne, pour ne pas interrompre sa pensée et son dialogue, va prendre 10 objets et continuer de parler. Geste effectué subconsciemment pendant qu'il y a une action qui est voulue de l'autre personne qui parle. Ça m'a sorti de ça, mais... Si je peux répéter, ça serait subconsciemment, la personne qui prend la décision de parler ne prend pas la décision de prendre l'objet. Subconsciemment. Mais le fait quand même. Fait que, qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? Encore une fois, ce qui ressort en premier, puis comment que ce qu'on dit, ce qu'on fait a un impact direct. Ce qu'on consomme, pardon, puis ce qu'on fait a un impact direct. C'est ça. J'ai perdu mon train d'idées. C'était un bon train. Il est allé loin. Fait que, en quoi ça rattache le deuxième sujet, c'est le fait que, je me rappelle, quand qu'on se dit, par exemple, qu'on n'est pas capable de faire quelque chose, le classique, si tu dis que tu ne peux pas y arriver quand tu sautes à quelque part, tu ne vas pas donner ton maximum pour y arriver. Puis là, tu vas échouer. Tu vas dire, ah, c'est parce que... You're like setting yourself up for failure and you're setting your expectations to failure so that you're not upset when you achieve set of expectations because you've achieved the expectation. So you can kind of like play it down, right? That's like a loser's mindset. That's just a loser's mindset. That's a poor people's mindset. Like, you don't do that. You aim for the best and then you try to achieve the best you can and you tell yourself that's the goal, I'm gonna achieve it, that's the goal, I'm gonna achieve it. And all those little things that you take in preparations to go and take your exam or do whatever life or deal with whatever life throws at you, all those little steps that you have had taken to align yourself properly to be able to travel and pass and have the stamina and strength to go through that bad moment or challenge, you will have set yourself up for success. Success! Yes. Okay. So, you need to do that. Take time. Meditate. Pray. Do whatever you need to do. But even in a matter of thinking to yourself in words or pictures or whatever, however you can imagine yourself thinking, even the things that linger in your mind consciously have an impact. If you keep thinking negative things, unless you have a disorder or a mental health issues, if you hold on to those ideas, they will have an impact on your everyday life. Like, of course, there are other signs that can have an impact on your mood. Like, if you don't eat, you'll get grumpy and all of these things. But here, we're really talking about this specific context scenario, which suits our explanation. Fait que dans ce temps-là, ça fait une différence. So, si... tu te dis que quelque chose te fait chier. Tu viens d'admettre qu'il y a quelque chose qui te dérange, puis que par défaut, tu ne veux pas faire cette chose-là, tu sais que tu dois le faire. You're kind of setting yourself up for failure en te disant ça. Ce qu'il faut comprendre ici, en deux parties, c'est que tu as ta pensée qui peut avoir été entremêlée et ou triggered par tes émotions. Ça, c'est la partie 2.
C'est que tes pensées et tes émotions ont entrejoué ensemble. Là, ce qui va arriver, c'est que une fois que cette flamme-là, là, ce moment-là, apparaît dans ton corps, si tu décides consciemment de garder le « ah, ça me fait chier » en tête, l'émotion attachée à cette expérience reste. Et elle grandit. OK? La même façon qu'au début, tu n'aimais peut-être pas le café, puis aujourd'hui, c'est donc un délicieux, délectable petit liquide en forme d'or noir. Tu sais, comme... You get accustomed to certain things. And you can accustom yourself out of negative thoughts. So, you'll need to forgive me. Somebody's being a... Yeah. So, you can... See, I just did it. I had a negative emotion, which was attached to the memory of an idea. And as long as I had that idea in my mind, the negative emotion was going to stay. And I just forgot about it. I decided to not hold on to that memory and keep with the program. Right? And you can do that for yourself too, man. You most certainly can, man. So you should try. Anything that you find annoying, I've j'en ai déjà parlé, mais this kind of string of information is very relevant to one another. So just how an impact that the things that you consume in your mind, those memories have a direct impact on your conscious and subconscious. So yeah, maybe reading more books or eating well also helps a lot. Even if you don't have time to eat properly and you just want to eat fast food, which I wholeheartedly understand, you should still try and go out of your way and out. Don't be lazy and go and grab an extra salad for that week, and or go and grab some fruits or cook yourself a nutritious veggie meal. You need your fibers, you need your vitamins, and you also need your meat. So like a good clean meal, those things help you so good. And if you can sleep, you know, I've recently started doing this, which I've unfortunately lost the ability to do after I've started thinking about it too much. I was taking charge of my day by going to sleep early. Like, I was in bed at 8:30 at 9 or 9. I was like, ha, I'm not going to feel like shit tomorrow. I'm going to go to bed early. And I just convinced myself that doing that was taking control of my very overwhelming life and jobs, which I have 3 of, plus a bunch of projects. So by doing that, you know, I felt good about myself and I had the energy. I still didn't cook as much as I wanted to, but I started doing what I told you. Grab some salads. You know, going out of my way or to not be lazy or not be complacent and do a little bit extra. I don't need to do the whole 10 yard. I don't need to do the whole 10 yard. If I can do 1 yard, that's good. You can do 2 yard. That's pretty good. If you can do 15 yards, hey, that's good for you. But that all depends on you. Do you have enough will and energy to do 1 yard, 15 yards, the whole 100 yards? That's entirely up to you. But focus on the positive effects, positive experiences, so that you can align yourself to have better days. So what do you want to do at work? Do you want to be more efficient? Okay, let's start out with that. Today I want to go to work and I want to be extra efficient. Or today I want to go to work and I want to solve at least one problem. And don't make that shit hard for yourself. There's no rule on how to do things perfectly, and making things harder for yourself is good, but there are degrees. There's levels. You can make things harder for yourself by taking one more step out of a 10,000 steps a day challenge. That's a win in my book. If you put that as an objective in your mind and you actively try and reach it, that's a win. And that has a positive impact on your mind. There's a bunch of other things that happen also when you have positive experience. And certain hormones get released in a certain moment, especially in the reward system, dopamine, when you achieve something, a realize of achievement. Your body automatically releases dopamine. And what's going to happen is that slowly you're going to condition your body to feel that dopamine and to put yourself in a situation where you're going to feel that dopamine. So it's really simple rewards towards yourself and conditioning yourself to achieve whatever you want to achieve. And again, don't over challenge yourself. It's okay to start slow. We don't get out of the womb and start sprinting. Like, we don't. We learn to understand our world, and then our brain grows. Neurons appear and synapses and connections start doing their thing. And then you start realizing, this has texture. This has, I have legs. I can grab things now. And like, just learning all of that stuff as a baby, is your brain takes its time to do those things. And to condition yourself, it's the same thing. So I've spoken about how you could physically learn something, not physically learn something, but how your brain physically creates new neurons and pathways to learn things. That takes time. And you can make that time shorten or more efficient by eating nuts, eating small berries, and good sleep and exercise. Those things actually help with memory and learning. Right? So, again, it's not of doing a lot of these things. It's just adding more to your current regime. And you can do it. And you might say, I don't have a regime. You have a regime. You've been doing the same thing for the past 2 weeks. You have a regime. Just decide and pick and choose. It could be add something or remove something negative. You could do both if you choose. You can write this down if you choose. You could start buy a book and start writing down things that challenge you and things that you've achieved. And always try to have more things that you achieve than things that challenge you. But whenever something comes up, make sure that you address it and try to fix it. You write it down, you write a couple of ideas down, and these things are challenges. The next day, I'm going to tackle one of these challenges. Not I'm going to tackle none, or I'm going to tackle all three. I'm going to tackle two of these challenges. I feel like I can do those. And you challenge yourself, and boom, you accomplish the first one. The second one, you're like, you know what? Let's go for a home run. The full house. Boom, a third one. How better do you feel about yourself at that point? You consciously know that you're thinking about these things. And not only are you making progress, your level of progress and achievement is being ascertained, realized, and appreciated. Comprends-tu ça? C'est des grosses paroles. Des grosses paroles. Dit-il en roulant ses airs. Fait que, tu sais, faites attention à ce que nous aussi, votre cerveau. C'est vraiment ça la morale aujourd'hui. Parce que, comme que je vous l'ai montré, ça a un impact massif, massif, sur nous, sur notre day-to-day. Là. Que ce soit dans ton auto, pendant que tu conduis, que ce soit à l'aéroport, que ce soit au travail, que ce soit aux toilettes, que ce soit avec le conjoint, la conjointe, l'enfant, le berger allemand, la tante Ginette, tout le monde. Toutes les gangs. J'aimerais en faire un peu plus, mais aujourd'hui, je vais keep it short avec un petit podcast, un plus petit, c'est pas tant long. Mais beaucoup de choses à réfléchir sur l'épisode d'aujourd'hui. Donc, questions, actions, réactions, prenez-les en note, envoyez-les-moi et je répondrai à tout ce que je peux. Encore une fois, merci à ceux et celles qui m'écoutent. Hommage humble et véridique. You could be anywhere else in the world right now, but you choose to be here with me. So, thank you, Jay-Z, pour ces vraies paroles. Donc, c'est ça. Je te souhaite une bonne soirée. Prends soin de toi. Sérieux, là. Prends soin de toi.